I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Friday, November 20th, and this is the latest report from the Arts File on WQXR. You might think that rock and roll and classical music make strange bedfellows, but David Temple isn't one of them. He's the conductor of the London-based Crouch End Festival Chorus, and he takes the baton tonight to conduct the classical symphonic group the Desoff Chamber Choir, along with Ray Davies of the Kinks, in a performance of Kinks' original rock ballads. David joins us in the studio today. Hi, thank you so much for being here.
It's such a pleasure, such a wonderful place.
First, tell us all about the Kinks Choral Collection.
Well, I was a great Kinks fan when I was a kid. I'm 10 years younger than Ray. Mm-hmm. And when I came home a few years ago, my wife said, Ray Davies has been on the phone. So he phoned me back and he said, do you know who I am? And I nearly fell off my chair. So we've been great friends ever since. And we had a collaboration 2 years ago on the BBC Electric Proms. And it's all gone on from there. We had lunch afterwards and decided to make this CD.
Well, I think we need to hear a little bit of this.
Yeah, yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I guess it's bad night.
You really got me.
Yeah,
you really got me.
So how surprised were you when Ray Davies approached you about this project? Were you surprised at all?
Well, not really, because he's a really, really bright man. And he's always trying to reinvent himself. And the idea of doing his music, which is classic pop songs with a classic choir, seems to make sense.
What was it about the Desoff Choir that made you choose them?
Well, I was looking for a choir in New York, which was as similar to my choir in London as possible. And I was really impressed with what they'd done, and they'd worked with Lauren Mazel and the New York Phil. So I thought they'd be perfect.
David, walk us through what a concert looks like and feels like to the audience.
Well, first of all, Ray starts with just him and the guitarist on the show, and then he adds the band, and afterwards we add the 35-piece choir. So we've got Ray and me, and the choir in right at the back, and in front of us is the band.
Now, classical singers aren't really known for their kind of swinging demeanor on stage. How did you get them to loosen up and kind of get into what they were doing, to the music?
Well, funnily enough, I actually don't like classically trained voices, even though I work in the classical industry. I like really natural voices. And the more natural the voices are, the more accommodating they are to singing classical and pop.
Describe for us, if you can, David, what it sounds like, this sort of, not a clash necessarily, but a coming together of the classical choral style along with this rock band.
Well, you've all heard of Phil Spector and the Wall of Sound. Well, having a massive choir behind a band is the ultimate wall of sound.
Now, The Who made a couple of rock operas. The British band The Verve used a classical track on their hit Bittersweet Symphony, and now there's the Kinks Choral Collection. Do you think this kind of pairing is going to spark more classical music and rock music collaborations?
I think so. I mean, a year after we worked with Ray, we were working with Oasis on the BBC, because they'd heard the choir sing with Ennio Morricone and really liked the sound of the choir.
Well, David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
David Temple, conductor of the Kinks Choral Collection performances. The album is out on Decca Records, and you can see David Temple direct Ray Davies and the Desoff Chamber Choir tonight at Town Hall. That's at 123 West 43rd Street between 6th and Broadway. And you can also hear the choir's version of You Really Got Me on our website, WQXR.org. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's today's report from the Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.